You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
It's 12 o'clock noontime now for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289 CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world, the national news headlines at this hour. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee, Labor Secretary. Alexander Acosta is resigning amid scrutiny of his handling of a secret plea deal with financier accused of sexually abusing underage girls. President Donald Trump announced the news with Acosta by his side and said he had not asked for the resignation. Acosta was the U.S. attorney in Miami when he oversaw a 2008 non-prosecution agreement with Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein had counted Trump and former President Bill Clinton among his powerful friends. Tropical Storm Barry is beginning to lash metropolitan New Orleans with its outer bands. National Weather Service forecaster Christopher Bannon says one of those bands late Friday morning passed over the agency's Slidell office, where the storm brought a wind gust of 25 miles an hour. Bannon says the primary concern of forecasters in Louisiana remains the heavy rainfall and potential for significant flooding. Even as Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, the Mississippi River's levees held up when those in other parts of the city did not. But as Tropical Storm Barry threatens New Orleans with torrential rains, that will test the city's flood defenses this weekend. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesman Ricky Boyett says the height of the city's river levees is the agency's greatest concern. Singer R. Kelly is charged with paying off a victim and her family to get them to deny that a video at the center of his 2008 pornography trial depicted sex acts between Kelly and the minor girl. The indictment unsealed in Chicago federal court on Friday says Kelly and his business manager, Daryl McDavid, threatened, intimidated, and pressured the girl and her parents to falsify police reports and give false testimony to a grand jury. President Donald Trump is arguing he didn't retreat when he abandoned his effort to insert a citizenship question into next year's census and insists his fallback will prove a more accurate option. He tells reporters at the White House, quote, not only didn't I back down, I backed up because anybody else would have given this up a long time ago. A day earlier, he directed federal agencies to try to compile the citizenship information using existing databases. That decision was clearly a reversal. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, a beautiful day is shaping up today. Sunny skies, 75 degrees, a north wind of 12 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is down at 29.89 inches. Humidity is down as well at 69%. The forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80, northwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. And then it looks like there's a chance of rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Chance of rain every day, but a slight chance of rain tomorrow, 20% chance, Sunday 30%. And then Monday, they say, chance of showers and thunderstorms each day. So we'll keep you updated there. We'll run through the full forecast. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies, 75 after almost a perfect 82 yesterday. We'll take a break and we'll be back. Take a look at the complete news, including the state news. That's going to be coming up next after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, the pilot of a small ultralight aircraft is dead after crashing at the Holly Airport yesterday afternoon. Clay County Sheriff Mark Empting says the victim...
He was removed from it by a bystander. He did not make it. The bystander was slightly injured when he was assisting him out of the aircraft.
The sheriff calls the bystander heroic. The FAA and Clay County Sheriff's Office are investigating the crash. Two deputy commissioners are leaving Minnesota's largest state agency, Chuck Johnson and Claire Wilson. The two deputy commissioners of the Department of Human Services are resigning. DHS has come under fire in recent months for data breaches and fraud in its child care assistance program. Republican Senator Michelle Benson of Ham Lake says,
"The key thing for DHS is, are we going to be reform-minded? Are we going to figure out how to do more with the money that's been given? Take responsibility for the problems that have happened in the past, but find new ways to solve them going forward."
DHS Commissioner Tony Laurie says the department is working to identify an interim deputy commissioner of policy and hope to announce that information in the coming days. Republicans are blasting the Minnesota Film and TV Board for a $267,000 subsidy to The Tonight Show at Jimmy Fallon when it aired from Minneapolis during the 2018 Super Bowl. State Representative Nolan West from Blaine says they reclassified the program from a talk show to variety so it would qualify for a state subsidy, he says, wasn't necessary.
They did the show in Arizona when they had the Super Bowl rights. They did the exact same kind of show. And Arizona doesn't have any sort of subsidy program, and they still showed up and did the show.
West is calling for House hearings on the Snowbait subsidy program. Democrat Tim Mahoney says he won't spend taxpayer dollars to hold a hearing right now because it isn't necessary, but probably will have one next legislative session because it did seem kind of silly to give The Tonight Show a subsidy when they were coming to Minnesota anyway. A popular North Shore brewery will soon have to stop selling growlers, and it's shining a light on Minnesota liquor laws. Castle Danger Brewery, a very popular one in the Duluth area, will have to stop selling the refillable jugs because it's hitting a production limit of 20,000 barrels per day. Supporters of the law say it protects retailers, but brewers like Castle Danger says it hurts them financially. Growler sales make up nearly one-third of taproom revenue. So they're punishing a company that's doing well. Two of the top officials at Minnesota's largest state agency are leaving. Well, we told you that already. Let's see. A Democratic presidential candidate, Amy Klobuchar, has a new plan to help seniors that include more support for people with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers. It's an issue that's personal for the Minnesota senator, whose 91-year-old father is in a memory care facility. The plan includes new funding for Alzheimer's research and a new refundable tax credit to offset the cost of long-term care. A woman was cited after police officers say they found about 30 cats and kittens in her minivan in downtown Fargo in the summer heat. Police were called to a parking lot Thursday afternoon where they found the cats in the van when it was more than 80 degrees outside. A woman who says she was sexually abused by a Roman Catholic priest in North Dakota is filing a civil complaint against her alleged accuser for assault and against the Fargo diocese for failing to protect her. Kateri Marion choked back tears at a news conference in Fargo yesterday describing the alleged abuse by a priest of St. Anne's Catholic Church in Belcourt in northeastern North Dakota. The Fargo diocese says they removed the priest from his duties. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene. First of all, yesterday, the Bemidji Blue Ox beat the Crookston Reds 11-3 in a game played at Jim Carn Field. And the Crookston American Legion baseball team, they had a nice game. Good pitching performance from Joe Doda. And a three-run home run by Cade De Leon, his first career home run. And the Crookston American Legion beat Winnemac 8-6. Also yesterday, the Crookston Park and Rec youth softball teams, they finished first, second, and third place at their tournament. The Crookston Ponies won the championship in their division. They beat Red Lake Falls 7-1, then beat Fertile 3-1. Members of the Ponies team are Addie Fee, Karina Longoria, Alex Luna, Ella Meyer, Jordan Bryant, Chase Larson, DeKessa Ramirez, Shayla Azur, Adelia Weiland, Danielle Kressel, Caitlin Ringstead, and Carly Knudsen. The team is coached by Jasmine Hansen and Kenzie Epema. Crookston has two Bantam teams, and they finished second and third place. Crookston Team 2 won their first game, beating Fertile 8-0. Then they beat the other Crookston team 6-1 and tied Red Lake Falls in the championship 3-3, forcing an extra inning. After one extra inning, the game was still tied, so they had a coin flip, and Red Lake Falls won the game. Crookston finished second. Members of that team are Tegan Johnson, Maya Bauer, Lucy Paulsrud, Peyton Hoffman, Molly Samuelson, Maddie Brueggemann, Destiny Bagling, Peyton Demra, Cora Prudham, Evie Gunderson, Bria Lassard, Leah Parkin, and Blake Brock-Poller. The team is coached by Tiffany Hansen, Jenna Coette, and Eden Haller. The other Crookston Bantam team, they beat Faustin 8-0 in their first game, then lost to their other Crookston team 6-1 before beating Winnemac 5-4 to finish third. Members of that team are Leah Johannick, Allison Wagner, Rylan Abel, Adley Vignes, Briley Darko, Lily Bridgeford, Maddie Abrams, Haley Fritz, Kenzie Lindo, Elise Barentez, Lacey Follette, Ella Pearson, Ella Anderson, and Shia Burnett. The team is coached by Hannah Emanuel, Kylie Meyer, and Caden Brule. So a pretty good day for the youth softball players yesterday. On the sports scene for today, hey, the Twins are back in action. They take on Cleveland tonight, 5:30 the pregame, 6:10 the first pitch. The same start time tomorrow as well at Cleveland. In a big series for both teams. The Crookston Reds will be back in action on Saturday. They're scheduled to host the Ada A's at noon. And on Sunday, the Twins will be at Cleveland, 11 o'clock, the pregame, 12:10, the first pitch. And we told you yesterday the Memphis Grizzlies, they've now made it official that they've added restricted free agent Tyus Jones, the Apple Valley product, former Duke Blue Devil, and he was, Final Four MVP a couple years ago. He is now a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. And going on at Wimbledon right now, Novak Djokovic, he won his match to advance to the championship 6-2, 4-6, 6-3, 6-2. And right now, the match so far of the tournament, but that'll change with the championship. It's Nadal and Federer. Federer won 7-6. Nadal won the second set 6-1. And right now, Federer leading 1-0 in the third set. So that's, if you were going to Wimbledon, which at some point I hope to watch, I wouldn't want to watch the first rounds, I don't think. That'd sort of be a waste of money, but you're going to spend a lot to watch the semifinals and championship, but those would be the ones I'd want to watch. And Nadal, Federer, and then the winner of that one will take on Djokovic. Those would be worth the money you would pay to watch. And you'd get your money's worth because they're probably going to be about three-hour matches. So there you go. It's Federer and Nadal in a pretty good battle in the semifinals to take on Djokovic. What else do we have here? That is about it on the sports scene. Again, you can check out the new Sports Fever column. We have the Crookston Pirate football schedule, and the Pirates will have three defending section champions on the schedule. Three of their eight games are against teams that made it to state last year, so a much tougher schedule. They lose their two wins that they had last year as well. So the district scheduling is not working in favor of the Pirates. We also have the girls' tennis schedule, and their first match is August 16th, and we'll be adding some other sports, soccer and volleyball and we're not going to add swimming until we know for sure they're going to have a team, but we'll add those in the coming weeks as well in our Sports Fever column. We also have a lot of information, what's happening around the area, what has happened with Northwest Minnesota sports, some honors and some kids signing to play college football and a whole lot more. KROXAM.com, click on sports and some jokes again as we do each week. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
For a quick, easy meal, stop by Hugo's Family Marketplace Deli and buy Hugo's Just Bear Rotisserie Chicken on special this week for $7.99. For snacking, buy the triple pack of Old Dutch Potato Chips. They're two for $6. 48-ounce assorted Eddie's Ice Cream, $2.99. 59-ounce assorted Minute Maid Lemonade, four for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, West Fargo-based APG Development has submitted to the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority and the City of Crookston applications and requests for the development of a multifamily apartment complex along North Broadway. Both CHITA and the Crookston Planning Commission will be discussing the apartment complex in their meetings on Tuesday, July 16th. CHITA Executive Director Craig Hoises said the CHITA board discussed the potential sale of the property between the Casey's General Store and the North Broadway Apartments in June and will have a public discussion on Tuesday morning.
At the CHITA board, we had a closed meeting here a month or so ago and discussed the property south of Casey's, north of the North Broadway Apartments, on the east side of Broadway Street there. And it appears like there's a developer from Fargo that would like to build a multifamily unit complex there. And so they have made an application for a variance to try and maximize the use of that space.
The Planning Commission will then discuss a variance request at their meeting Tuesday night if the development clears the CHITA board.
On the Cheetah Board agenda for Tuesday morning, we will be discussing briefly this development. Again, we talked about it closed session, but now going to open meeting, discuss the property being sold to the developer. And then later that evening, the Planning Commission will discuss the variance request.
The variance request would include a reduction of the west property line setback from 25 feet to 20 feet for apartment porches and balconies, and a east property line setback reduction from 35 feet to 10 feet to accommodate apartment garages.
There's a couple different things that go on with the variance request. Again, on Tuesday night, the Planning Commission will deal with that. But essentially, you have a 25-foot setback from Broadway, and the building itself is planned to be set back that far, but the balconies would extend, you know, on the second and third floor into that 25-foot setback, and then just maximizing the space to the east if it's available.
The site plan appears to show two apartment buildings along with 68 two-car garages and six single-car stalls.
Of course, there's always design changes that could be there, but the first unit would go up kind of north and south, running parallel to North Broadway, and then there could be a potential second one if all goes really well. Normally, these multifamily units, if you don't get it into that 30, 35 or more range, it's very tough to get cash flow from them, so you kind of anticipate it'd be something similar to what the Meadows did there behind Drafts in terms of appearance and size.
According to Hoyseth, that one of the principals in APG is from Crookston originally, interested in investing in his hometown.
APG is a couple of guys, and they work really hard at this stuff. This is kind of their first venture into a multi-use, I believe. And one of the principals in that group actually has local ties, is actually from Crookston originally. So excited to see that folks wanting to invest in their hometown.
And we'll have more on that from the meetings on Tuesday, and we'll pass along who that person is. The Crookston Water Department is working this week and probably next week as well to replace the water main on 5th Avenue South off of South Main Street. The water main in the area has produced several leaks over the past couple of years, according to Water Department Superintendent Brandon Carlson.
We're on 5th Avenue South replacing some water main. We've had quite a few leaks on these two blocks here over the years, so it's time to replace the main. It's old 6-inch cast iron we're replacing with 6-inch PVC and put new service lines up to the shutoffs as well.
Carlson said only a small part of the town has been upgraded to PVC thus far, and the water department replaces the water mains as issues arise.
Maybe about a third of the town is PVC now, and we just keep jumping spot to spot. Wherever the hot spot is, we hit and try and stay ahead of the bad spots.
Replacing the water main takes about 1 week per city block. That can vary based on wiring and other obstacles on a particular block, explains Carlson.
Probably typical is about a week. This is only second day on this block. If we went to add rain, we probably would have been done with this block in about 3 days. But I guess we did get done in 3 days, but we couldn't work two of the days. So it's probably typically about a week. This area is pretty good. There's not a lot of wires in our way, and it's pretty open diggings.
In other news, the period for filing affidavits of candidacy for the Office of School Board for the Crookston School District will begin on July 30th and will close at 5 p.m. on August 13th. The special election shall be held on Tuesday, November 5th. At the election, one member will be elected to the school board for a term of 1 year, replacing Carrie Miller, who has moved from the community. Affidavits of candidacy are available from the Crookston School District Clerk Marilyn Wachowski at the Crookston School District Office at 402 Fisher Avenue in Crookston. The filing fee for the office is $2. A candidate for this office must be an eligible voter, be 21 years of age or older, must have been a resident of the school district from which the candidate seeks election for 30 days before the general election, and must have no other affidavit on file for any other office at the same primary or next ensuing general election. The affidavits of candidacy must be filed in the office of the school district clerk and the filing fee paid prior to 5 p.m. on August 13th. So if you want to give the school board a run and only have 1 year of a commitment, and if you like it, then you can rerun. You can file beginning July 30th through August 13th, and we'll remind you when that date gets closer. The Crookston Fire Department held the training burn at a house south of Crookston on Thursday evening. There were no emergency calls to report. UMC Chancellor Mary Holes-Claus has sent a letter to the editor and about her strategic goals and what she mentions, Robert Bob Anderson, originally from Fisher, and also the collaboration with Crookston High School to find out what Chancellor Holzclaw says. You can go to KROXAM.com, click on news. A figure from Minnesota's history will come to life at the museum in Crookston on Sunday, July 21st, from 2 to 4 p.m. Connie Hannison will give a historical portrayal of the life of Sarah Sibley, the wife of Minnesota's first governor. Hannison received a grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council for an authentic costume, complete with a bonnet. She has given presentations at schools and other venues throughout the Red River Valley. The presentation will be held in conjunction with an ice cream social. Ice cream, lemonade, coffee, and bars and cookies will be served. Both events are free and open to the public. Free will donations will be accepted for the Polk County Historical Society. For more information, contact Twyla Altepeter at 218-945-6120 or 281-6582. Sandy Kegler at 218-281-5204 or Ann Muir at 218-277-9639. And also, speaking of things going on this weekend, the Polk County Fair in Fertile is going. Steve Kruger is going to be there this afternoon from 2 to 5, updating you on what is going on at the fair. He'll also be giving away some free passes as well to some events, so make sure you're listening this afternoon. Area community members interested in learning more about Tri-Valley Opportunity Council Incorporated and the programs offered at the Community Action Agency will have an opportunity to do so this summer. Tri-Valley and Crookston will host a series of Tri-Valley on-the-go events in area communities. Staff will travel on the bus and set up informational booths at designated locations in several communities, including Warren, Argyle, Hallock, Ada, Manoman, Fertile, Roseau, War Road, Brooks, Oakley, and Red Lake Falls. The first event in the series will be held Thursday, July 18th at the Warren Senior Center, Argyle Senior Center, and Hallock Senior Center will last approximately 1 hour at each location. The schedule at Warren at 9:30, Argyle at 11:15, and Hallock at 1:30. For more information on Tri-Valley On the Go, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on News, or call 1-800-584-7020. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Travis Wayne Blackbird, 33, of St. Michael, North Dakota, for felony third-degree drug possession. That is a look at our local news. As we now shift over to the weather, we have sunny skies, 75 degrees, a north wind of 8 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is at 29.91 inches. That's back up. And humidity is at 65%. That continues to slowly drop. The sun rose this morning at 5:40, the sun set at 9:23 for 15 hours, 43 minutes of daylight. The record high, 105, set in 1936. The record low, 38, set in 1926. Year ago high, 81. Year ago low, 61. The average high, 82. The average low, 58. Yesterday, it was almost a perfect day, 82 degrees and a low of 54. What was it, around 75 at around 10 o'clock, and a nice moonlight for my evening jog after the Legion baseball game, and just a perfect night last night. Right now, again, 75, sunny skies, a north wind of 8 miles an hour. The rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny, high 75 to 80, northwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, lows 55 to 60, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the southeast after midnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, south winds around 10 miles an hour, and wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon, a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Sunday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by our friends at American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.